At 7:07 this morning, we have partly cloudy skies, 53 degrees your temperature here at the KJN studios. We look for a high near 72 today. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. News is brought to you this hour by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. The Red Oak Police Department reports two additional arrests overnight. At approximately 9:35 p.m. on Tuesday, officers arrested 30-year-old Justin Curtis Hanshaw of Red Oak in the 500 block of North 2nd Street. Hanshaw was charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Hanshaw is being held in the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on $1,000 cash bond. Later at 12:38 a.m. Wednesday, officers arrested 25-year-old Mildred Helenora Douglas of Red Oak for trespass, criminal mischief, and two charges of assault on a peace officer. The arrest was made on East Corning Street in Red Oak. Douglas was taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $2,000 cash bond. In other news this morning, officials have confirmed emerald ash borer in rural Montgomery County, and they say it's the furthest west the invasive insect has been spotted in the state. The Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship made the announcement but did not release additional information about the discovery. To date, there have been confirmed cases of the beetle in 27 Iowa counties. Experts say emerald ash borer gradually kills ash trees. A statewide quarantine has restricted the movement of firewood out of Iowa. Mike Kintner, a coordinator for the department who focuses on emerald ash borer, says the latest find marks the furthest west the pest has been confirmed in the state. The metallic green insect is native to Asia. It has spread to 25 states since first being identified in Michigan back in 2002. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest on Tuesday of a Red Oak woman for driving while suspended. At 11:15 p.m. last night, officers arrested 55-year-old Wilma Maxine Dykes in the 1600 block of Summit Street. Dykes was taken into custody and held on $300 bond. Authorities say a driver accused of hitting a cyclist in Des Moines had a blood alcohol content that was nearly three times the legal limit to drive. Des Moines police say a preliminary breath test showed 31-year-old Jonathan Leyva Rodriguez had the elevated level following the Sunday morning crash. Authorities say Rodriguez was uncooperative in agreeing to additional testing. Rodriguez is accused of hitting 41-year-old Gregory Wade Frank while the cyclist was participating in a local biking event. Frank was critically injured and died Tuesday at a local hospital. Two other cyclists received minor injuries in the crash. The Des Moines Register reports that Rodriguez faces several charges, including homicide by operating while intoxicated and homicide by reckless driving. Court records do not list an attorney. A federal appellate court has ruled that state troopers did not violate an evangelist's First Amendment rights by asking him to stop preaching near state fairgrounds in 2013. The Des Moines Register reports that a three-judge panel at the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals also ruled that Jason Powell's lawsuit should go back to district court for a judge to decide whether unwritten policies fair officials use to manage protesters and advocacy groups are too vague to be enforceable. Powell sued state and fair officials in June of 2014, saying his rights to free speech were violated when law enforcement personnel during the 2013 Iowa State Fair asked him to leave the publicly owned grounds because he stood wearing Christian clothing and holding up a sign. A Sioux City man has been sentenced to 4 years in prison for repeatedly hitting his 13-year-old stepson with a three-ring binder. The Sioux City Journal reports that 48-year-old Michael Bardwell was sentenced on Friday to two counts of child endangerment. He had pled guilty. Court documents say Bardwell struck the boy in the head several times on May 15th while they were in a Sioux City hotel room. According to authorities, the boy placed his hands over his head for protection and suffered a fractured middle left finger. And the Atlantic City Council will hold a regularly scheduled session tonight at City Hall. The meeting begins at 5:30 p.m. and includes action on a resolution endorsing the use of regional Transportation Alternatives Program grant funds for the Schaumburg Recreation Area Lake No. 2 Biking Trail. The resolution acknowledges that the city endorses the trail project and that with the assistance of TAP funds, the construction of the multi-use trail will be completed and remain dedicated to public use and adequately maintained by the City of Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department. In other business, the council will hear reports from the Personnel and Finance Committee with regard to their review of options the city can take in finding a replacement for Jamie Arnold, who resigned this month from his position as city attorney. The committee will also report on changes to the city council and mayor's compensation, noting the mayor's salary has not been increased in 18 years, and the council has not received a raise in 21 years. It's expected the committee will recommend a cost of living adjustment be made to fairly compensate city leaders for time spent in their respective positions. And a task force has reviewed the financing process and details for the proposed use of and or accessibility improvements for the second floor multi-purpose room in the City Hall building, an open house event for which was held August 8th during Atlantic Fest celebrations. In your funeral announcements this morning, Thelma Thompson, age 84, of Coon Rapids, died Saturday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Thelma Thompson will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home Coon Rapids has arrangements. Carol D. Calavig, age 83, of Irwin, died Sunday at Jenny Emerson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Carol D. Calavig will be held at 11 a.m. at the Church of Christ in Irwin here today. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Virgil E. Carter, age 94, of Irwin, died Monday in Harlan. Memorial service for Virgil Carter will be held Thursday at 10 a.m. at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Pauline F. Brader, age 96, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Pauline F. Brader will be held Thursday at 2 p.m. in the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home Audubon has arrangements. Leon Leroy Putnam, age 96, of Griswold, died on Thursday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Leon Putnam will be held on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home Griswold has arrangements. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements here on KJN. News brought to you this hour by Lindeman Tractor. It's good news for your blues. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.